Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Right, then let's start with the only real transfer rumour, and I don't even know if it's a rumour, well, how serious it is, but reports in Portugal, John, I'll start with you, say that Liverpool are considering a move for Mateus Nunes this summer. For those who don't know who Mateus Nunes is, midfielder from Sporting Lisbon, 23 years old, he'll turn 24 just in August, so good age, he fits the bill. Another Portuguese player for us to be linked to, John, because that's the going thing now with Julian Ward and stuff like this one. But again, don't know how many legs are in this. We don't really know what Liverpool's plans are for the midfielder. Jürgen's pretty much come out the other day and said, like, unless someone comes to tell me they want to leave, then we're not doing anything. But then he did make an offer for Tchouaméni in the window earlier. They did, by all accounts, have a little look at Jude Bellingham in his situation as well. So who knows where we're at, but it looks like, again, here's the latest name on the carousel, Mateus Nunes. And again, in terms of numbers and stuff, he kind of does fit the bill.
He does, and, you know, I think some of the comments he made, Klopp, sort of earlier in the week, back in the last week, around the games and that, about, like, you know, we don't necessarily need a midfielder and all this and stuff. I think a lot of that, like, sort of ties into, like, names and stuff. So, like, we put a bid in for Tchouaméni. I think a lot of that's because we wanted him. You know, it's clear we need a body there, but we wanted him and we're only going to get who we want and stuff. So these names pop up a lot. You know, where it was Neuhaus, wasn't it, at Mönchengladbach last year and stuff. And I think, I always think whenever there's a name attached to it, I always think there's legs in it, in as much as we've clearly must have watched them and stuff. It's clear Ward's got an eye on the Portuguese market in terms of value and in terms of thinking it's a good profile in terms of translating to the Premier League and stuff, and we've seen it with people like Fernandes at United, and obviously seen it with Diaz with us in January. So, like you say, don't know much about him in terms of, you know, his raw numbers, but I know Lisbon's a good club in terms of, you know, he'll have played and done good there. I think he's the right type of age in terms of what we need for the squad in terms of keeping things fresh. Yep. You know, this would be a sign, and that wouldn't necessarily be for now. It'd be for in sort of 2 or 3 years' time when you're looking to sort of have Henderson become Milner. Maybe Thiago by that stage has moved on, if you like, in terms of his contract. So it'd just be one for the future, I think, in terms of, like, you know, I don't even know necessarily if he'd come back in terms of playing for us, whether he'd go back on loan to Lisbon or something, or go back out if there's a place for him in the squad at the minute. But that might depend on outs as well, in terms of, like, Ox and a few other players.
Yeah, probably Ox is the one, is the clue we're thinking of.
Hey everyone, just want to tell you that our phenomenal, incredible, unique, world-class Jordan Henderson 10 Years a Red documentary is now available as a podcast. 3 episodes. Episode 1 is going to be available to listen to in your native podcast and app across all good podcasting services for free. That's going to be charting his rise up the ranks at Sunderland, leading up to his move to the mighty Reds. Episodes 2 and 3 covering his rise at the Reds, playing right midfield, fighting against all the odds to become an established Liverpool player. And episode 3, yeah, the good stuff, the stuff where he shuffles his legs and lifts loads of silverware.
He's absolutely brilliant footballer.
The dressing room is a much better place with people like him, and
he's a wonderful footballer.
My captain.
Episodes 2 and 3 streaming exclusively on Redmen Plus. Head over to redmenplus.com. If you've checked it out in video form and you want to get it on the go, you can get it. If you've never experienced it before, get the incredible Jordan Henderson Hendo 10 Years of Red documentary in your ears right now.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
In terms of I'll meet Sam Nunes. Sam Maguire done a piece on Nunes for 23. So hello, Sam. Pretty sure Sam tunes into the show at some point. What was interesting is the minutes position. If you look at what Sam's done, so Sam's wrote, Mateus Nunes ticks a number of boxes. Liverpool, 6 foot, turns 24 in August, experience of playing a double pivot, usually plays on the left but can play on the right. So if I just click into the minutes play, for those who are listening along, essentially most of his minutes came in that left of a midfield double pivot. So you can easily see that translating into Liverpool's three. Can do a bit of DM as well. He's played everywhere. He's even played right wing at some points, left wing as well. But that's what else. If Liverpool are going to sign a player, Chloe, in midfield, they're going to want someone who is versatile, because there's no one. DM's a specialist position, but it's going to be hard to get rid of Fabinho and then even Henderson's second choice perhaps in there. But someone who can do a couple of jobs, can play either side. So 2,749 minutes as a left of a midfield, 930 on the right. So he can do both jobs. If Liverpool are in the market for a midfielder, that's what he'd want, because I don't think there's anyone who's. I don't think anyone's going to really walk in and take that position. I think Jude Bellingham would have, sure, many might have. I just don't think there's anyone else who's really going to go right and playing every week. So you need someone who can do both jobs, and it looks like Nunes is one of those players.
Yeah, 100%. And I also think, you know, we've mentioned what Harvey Elliott's position looks like this season. If he does play in the right of centre midfield, then it's a case of, is Henderson better on that left-hand side? There was a massive just talk about him not being in his favoured position, and he played a not as good, to be honest. And that's because he is right-footed. He whips balls in the box with his right foot. I mean, you think of the Sadio Mane header against Man City, I think it is at home. That ball comes from him overlapping Trent down the right-hand side. And obviously, being on the left, naturally, to whip a ball in, you have to be left-footed, or at least be able to do that. And Jordan Henderson, there was question marks over whether there was any point in playing him left centre mid, because we miss so much. So if this lad can come in, and if he does predominantly play on the left, that also might be a thought of Harvey Elliott, might be transitioning into a centre mid position. Yeah. Coming off the right hand side, it's good to be versatile because of how many situations that Liverpool have, how many games we play, and we've got many bodies there who are versatile. Fabinho, Milner, even Jordan Henderson, we've seen a lot of them be put out of their depths in terms of when we had that absolute injury crisis. So it'd be good for a player to come in, only young as well, a lot to learn from, and also learn his best position, and then maybe transition him into the type of player Klopp wants in terms of what he actually needs from him day in, day out.
Yeah, I think you're right to reference the ages before, John, because like I say, Liverpool's midfield, there's a lot of age to it, or there's a lot of youth to it. It's like 24, someone 23 about to turn 24. We actually haven't got any of them, really. Mm-hmm. No one's of that age, because Curtis and Harvey are a little bit younger than that. Obviously, Carvalho, if he fits into that mould now, is there as on the younger side. Milner, Henderson, Thiago are all in the 30s. It's only really Oxlade-Chamberlain and Fabinho are in like the 20s, and even Ox, there's a lot of question marks. Naby as well is in that mix. So there's an imbalance a little bit. If you are going to move on from someone, I can't ever see Liverpool signing Nunes without moving on. They're not going to keep that many centre mids. And the favourite at the moment will be Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, albeit we don't know where he's quite up to with this injury he picked up the other day. But in terms of getting the balance of your squad right, if you can replace Oxlade-Chamberlain with a lad who's 23 about to turn 24, it does help with that balance a little bit as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, we need to keep, you know, like there'll be some people, I guess, maybe reading this and thinking, oh, that means we're not getting Bellingham next year or whatever and all that. You know, you've got to remember the age profile of the team, as you say, in terms of, like, you know, we could still sign Bellingham, have him for 3 or 4 years, and he'll get his pomp when he's 24, which is like 5-6 seasons.
Yeah, because there's a chance. There's a chance next summer that you're definitely. Well, I'd be, who knows? Who am I to write James Milner off? But there's a good chance this could be the last answer, Jimmy Milner. Who knows where Naby's at with his contract situation? We're still there's questions there. Oxlade-Chamberlain, if he doesn't go this summer, I'm convinced he goes next summer. There's already question, you know, Jordan Henderson can start being phased out a little bit. He can almost start taking the James Milner role. Liverpool could sign a midfielder this summer if they think he's good enough and still get if it is Bellingham that he wants. There's still room for both. I agree with you. There's a lot of talk. Well, why aren't you just going to get Bellingham? I saw some comments when I saw the links to this guy. I said, well, you can just do both. It doesn't rule you out of either or.
Yeah, one midfielder isn't enough, is it? You know, two's right. You need him and you need cover. And, you know, we'll be in that position, as you say, where, like, midfield is the area of our team where we need work, let's be honest. Like, you know, we're boxed in terms of centre backs. You know, we've just bought the lad from Aberdeen in terms of cover for fullback. So we're fine at the back. The goalie's not going anywhere. And we've just bought a few lads up front, you know, and refreshed the front line. So midfield's where it's going to happen, I think, going forward, either this summer or next summer. And because of the contract situations, as you've said, around Keita and Ox and stuff. But, you know, one of the things that interests me about it, and it's mainly off the back, actually, of signing our mate Darwin up front. My only thing about him would be if we change formation and we might go 4-2-3-1, in which case you're picking from two, I guess, and you're going to play a lad like Carvalho or whatever as a 10 or that type of thing.
Or Elliot, maybe.
Or Elliot, maybe. But whether he could do that. But equally, as I say, I think in this case, I think his age profile helps him. And I think it says a lot as well. A lot of the names that you seem to be hearing around sort of this, you know, in terms of him, like I say, sort of Neuhaus last year at Gladbach, they're all of a similar age. They're not, like you say, they're not lads who are 18. They're not like people who are going to be playing mostly in the 23s and getting the odd cup game. The lads who are playing regular football and who are just sort of ready to make that next big step, I guess.
Yeah, I've got his stats here from his career at Sporting. I'm sorry, here we go. He's played 140 games now, so he's only 23. He's played 74 league games for Sporting, 6 Champions League games. Well, they're the ones that you probably take the most look at as well. So, Chloe's like, so in terms of league games in Portugal, Champions League, there's 80 games across those, include, and you can throw the Portuguese Cup as well. 10 goals, 11 assists in his career for various as well. But it does feel like the negative spin on this would be this is a very similar outlet to that link Liverpool with Otavio not that long ago, and you do wonder, he's been linked with Chelsea, he's been linked with Wolves, is there, and Liverpool, I think Neil Jones told us this on Journal Insights, that Liverpool thought Otavio's agent was essentially using Liverpool's name to draw up interest in this player. That's the thing. If there isn't something in this, that's what it'll be. There's an agent somewhere trying to get a lad to move to England, 40 odd million quid. If you just tie Liverpool's name to him, he appears on every single web page. Shows like this discuss him and his profile rate. You know what I mean? Like, if he's, with all due respect, if he's only linked to Wolves, there's no exposure to it. I suppose that if you're looking at this from a cynical point of view, if Liverpool aren't interested, then who knows? Like, that is the cynical way of looking at it. There's just an agent trying to push a player towards the Premier League by throwing Liverpool's name out there.
Yeah, 100%, and it could be that. And if it is, I mean, if it gets him what he wants, then fair enough. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yep. But you mentioned the fact that he's played for Sporting Lisbon. They did win the league not last season, the season before. I think it was Porto who won it last season. Their kit's boss, by the way, as well, to put that in there. I enjoy their kit.
They've got hoops. Yeah, they've got hoops here, haven't they? It used to be stripes, that kit, so they've changed it up a little bit. Celtic vibes.
But, you know, he's doing it in the Portuguese league, and I think the worry about the Portuguese league is obviously there's a lot of talent coming from there, but it's a completely different step up to now going and playing the Premier League. Not just is it more intense, but it's more physical. You come up against your teams that are bottom half the table, but they won't give you an inch of space. They're constantly on you. They're putting one on you. So it's kind of not just can he play boss in a side where, you know, he's used to it, and obviously he has a lot of time on the ball and this and that, and Liverpool do get a lot of time on the ball, that is fair to say, because a lot of teams do sit back against us. But if someone's going to put a tackle in on you, can you stand it, can you bully people about? And obviously I don't know much about this lad aside from, you know, the first initial bars of us being linked with him, and it comes just after Jurgen Klopp says we're not interested in anyone, which I did believe Jurgen Klopp, because if it's not a player that Jurgen Klopp wants, we're not just going to buy someone off the market for no apparent reason. But also at the same time, I'd be excited to see him, because he doesn't love another signing.
Yeah, it's always great. What I would say, again, I haven't seen too much of him. I did a bit of research over the weekend, knowing the show with John. One thing he does, he's quick. He would be our fastest midfielder. Well, it depends what you call. Liverpool don't really have that much pace in midfield, to be honest. Like, there's no one lightning quick. No. He runs his nuts off. He's got the work rates there as well. Like, they're the two things I noticed straight away. Bundles of energy, box to box, and absolutely lightning quick. So they're obviously three bones. You'd love all that in your team. Who wouldn't want that? Okay, if you're looking at Liverpool's midfield, there's no one there with that what you'd call serious pace. I don't even know. Naby maybe is the quickest, possibly. Like, there's no one there who's... I don't think Harvey's that. Curtis isn't that. There's no Ox. One there. Oxen, maybe. But even then, there's no one whose pace you're frightened of. Again, the way we play doesn't really need that much pace, but it's a nice thing to have. If there's space on the edge of the box for someone to get into, like the goal Jordan Henderson scored the other day, if you can arrive there with pace, that always helps. And that's the one thing that's still helpful for me. Liverpool haven't got that, so that could be something if they were interested in Nunes, would be an added bonus.
Yeah, you know, we need, I think we've said for a while now, we probably need that threat, don't we, in terms of like the fourth man in the box. Lampard did a few years for Chelsea in terms of how many goals he got, in terms of arriving late and stuff. Henderson, I feel as if we've seen Henderson pop up in that a lot last year, and God love him, and I do. Like, it's probably the one weakness in his game is his finishing in terms of that, and the goal against Palace on Friday was brilliant.
He loves that one. It's when he's more central that he struggles. I think he loves that whippage. He's had that Brighton. He's had that a couple of times. He's had a few of those, but yeah, it's the usually if he's a bit further to the right, he'll go for that first time back.
Yeah.
And if he's central in the goal, he got one against Everton with the other foot, but it very rarely happens. Naby should do it more. Sometimes Naby kind of hits a fucking cow's ass with Banjo. His shooting's horrendous. I agree. If you can get someone who can arrive late, it makes things so much easier. You can fucking score.
Well, you just give me visions of the Champions League final again then. we won't go into that. But it would definitely be an asset to us. And I think, I don't want to sound cynical about people like Salah and stuff, but you got to think of things like age and legs. He's still obviously a really quick player on the wing and stuff, but we've made a bit of a name in terms of our counter-attack over the last, however many seasons it is with Jürgen. Obviously, we've transitioned into being more of a team that plays the ball and keeps the ball possession, recycles it and stuff, but, it's always something that can hurt teams, and there's a lot of teams in this league that, we'd steamroll anyway in terms of just how we play. But there's a lot of teams also that we would steamroll in terms of, as you say, just raw pace, and having that is never not an asset, especially when you've got, a team that's looking for out balls all the time. It's one thing to have Thiago at the base of your midfield controlling the ball, but if, equally you can do that with pace in terms of breaking and stuff and closing angles, great. Only thing I did think in terms of you mentioning about the links and stuff as well, very interesting that the other two teams he's linked to are Chelsea and Wolves.
Portuguese
centric, but also in terms of both teams, I think they probably need to do a bit of work in midfield in terms of Moutinho and Kante and stuff. So interesting link those, I think.
Yeah, Ruben Neves as well. There's talk about him. Yeah, it's interesting. Like I say, for those who don't know that much about Matheus Nunes, then like I say, he is 23, about to turn 24. Grew up in Brazil, qualified for Portugal through living there. He has played for Portuguese national side. I think he's 8 caps. He scored a goal as well. So this is the thing, isn't it, Chloe? Is that it's whether you believe these things, because things can sometimes come true, is that are Liverpool being linked to Portuguese players just because it's easy to link Liverpool to Portuguese players now? Or are Liverpool being linked to Portuguese players because we keep looking and signing lads from, like Julian Ward knows that's his area of expertise. He's literally been around the Portuguese national side. He's got links with them. Liverpool have got loads of links with FC Porto if you look at all the back channels as well. So that's where these things can be confusing. It doesn't make sense. Because Jürgen's just said, we don't really want a midfielder. It does make sense because it's hard to get your head round, isn't it? I suppose it's just whether you're glass half full, glass half empty, or you just don't give a toss. But like, it is hard to know when. This is the type of room that you don't just dismiss. You just go, no, there's nothing in that, because there's so many things that make sense. But Otavio was like this, and we should have dismissed it by all accounts, but it's hard to just write this one off. There's a certain few, you could name 5 or 6 players, you go, there's absolutely zero chance of Liverpool signing him, but this one does make a bit of sense, which is why we're talking about it, really.
Yeah, of course, the links to Portugal, and obviously what we've done there, the bridges that we've made to all the teams, and I think... you know what, in the terms that you said, where his agent could be just putting Liverpool's name in there, Jürgen Klopp just could be dismissing that he needs another midfielder, so no one thinks he's going to buy anyone to rival us.
So the price doesn't
exactly
go...
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it could be, you know, a bit of reverse psychology in that sense. And it's clear that we've been looking for a midfielder. It's been clear since, you know, the start. And Tchouaméni, obviously, who decided to go to Real Madrid for $100 million, this guy's not going to be anywhere near that, I wouldn't say. So if there is some sort of deal that we can make there, sure. And it just means that we've got another link in Portugal, because Portugal is the place where a lot of these players are coming through. I mean, you talk about Premier League, you've got Ruben Dias even, who came from Benfica, João Félix, who now plays for Atletico Madrid. It is a gold mine for these players, and it's always good to be linked with players, because that's what is exciting. But until I physically see some concrete evidence by someone, I'll dismiss absolutely everything, because every time I get myself excited, I got myself excited over Sal last year, and he went to Chelsea and he was crap, so thank God. But until I see concrete evidence, I take the what I want from it, which is excitement, but I don't actually look into it.
No, makes sense. Yeah, let's stick a pin in Matheus Nunes, then we'll revisit that as and when. I'll definitely ask Neil Jones what it this week on JNO Insight on Redmen Plus, see if he knows anything more. But yeah, we'll let us know again. If you're watching this on YouTube now, let us know in the comments section what you think. Should Liverpool be in for Nunes? Do you think this is right? Do you think it's a bit of a PR? Let us all know in that in the comments.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.